You see, winners are people with a definite purpose in life, and losers are people who wander aimlessly through life or self-destruct. No one I've ever known has given more clarity to the human necessity for purpose than Dr. Viktor Frankl. I was privileged to learn from him while he was a visiting professor and scholar at United States International University in San Diego, California. Dr. Frankl was a psychiatrist in Vienna at the outbreak of World War II. He was put in a Nazi concentration camp for the duration of the war. He arrived at his important conclusions about man's and woman's search for meaning when he endured 3 years of horror in such death camps as Auschwitz and Dachau. If you haven't as yet read Frankl's book about the Holocaust, it's a must-read true biography that will have special meaning for you in achieving your own goals today. When Dr. Frankl observed himself and his comrades stripped of literally everything, families, professions, possessions, clothing, health, and even dignity, he gradually developed his concept concerning human purpose. Narrowly escaping the gas chambers and death by brutality many times, Frankl studied the behavior of both captors and captives with a curious detachment. He lived to put his observations in writing, and perhaps more than any other authority on human behavior, Frankl and his knowledge is firsthand and springs from objective evaluations of destitute human beings living with daily probability of death. These experiences enabled him to make a sharp departure from the theories of Sigmund Freud. For example, Freud taught that while individuals differed in outlook and attitudes while healthy, that if deprived of food, their behavior would become more and more uniform as they resorted to the level of their basic animal-like instincts. Well, Dr. Frankl stated that in the concentration camps, he witnessed responses that were contrary to Freud's beliefs. He saw how, faced with the identical situation, one individual degenerated, while another attained virtual saintliness. He noticed that those who were able to survive the terrible trials of starvation and torture did so when they had a purpose for their existence. Those who had no reason for staying alive died quickly and easily. The heroic survivors who lived through Auschwitz and Dachau, about 1 in 20, were almost always, without exception, those individuals who had made themselves accountable to life. And that's the key. There was something they wanted to do, a loved one they wanted to get back to, or a goal they had to achieve, even if that goal was for future justice, to remember the names and faces of their brutal captors, or the fact that they believed the Allies were coming in 6 months. This purpose kept them alive. In the death camps, the inmates told Dr. Frankl that they no longer expected anything from life, and he would argue strongly that they had it backward. Life was expecting something of them, because life asks of every individual a contribution, and it is up to that individual to discover what that contribution will be. You see, life's not accountable to us. We're accountable to life. My own investigations involving prisoners of war, hostages, and the conversion of individuals into various cult movements have led me to believe that a person without a clear-cut goal or direction in life is an easy mark for buying into someone else's belief system, whether or not that belief system is good or bad, or healthy or non-healthy. Individuals in transition, or who are just trying to find themselves, do find themselves intimidated, brainwashed, or seduced by skilled fanatics who know that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's why internalized spiritual convictions, morals, and goals are so important. If you know where you're going, you'll get there. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up on the road to nowhere. The response to the challenge of life, or purpose, is the healing bond that enables each of us to face up to adversity and strife. Where there is life, there is hope. And where there is hope, there are dreams. And where there are vivid dreams repeated, they become goals. And goals become the action plans for the game that winners dwell on, in intricate detail, knowing that achievement is almost automatic when the goal becomes an inner commitment.